Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Earned 5-Star Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Voles, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com. And joining me once again is the Commissioner Jude Seymour, and somewhere in spirit, and joining us soon as well in spirited ways, the Chief Inspector, Brenda Mecca-Linden. Jude, I, for the first time in many, many moons, I feel empty going into a podcast.
Yeah, I hate to say that I've rested on my laurels. I used to be the guy who kind of previewed the opponent on this podcast. And then Brendan did such a bang up job that now I've gotten complacent and I really don't do the deep dives like he does. Watch the YouTube clips, watch the games. And, you know, this was a perfect week for him, too, because he's a CMU grad, right?
Yeah, it's Mac season, baby.
Yeah. So I would never dare presume to know more about CMU in the Jim McElwain era than our good friend Brendan.
Well, guess what, Jude? I got great news for you.
Yes?
All you have to do is listen to this podcast after I mix it all up.
Yes!
And you will get Brendan's famous, I think they're secretly trash, preview for Central Michigan. Because although Brendan is not with us right now, he did send us over a wonderful preview of the Central Michigan Chippewas, the mortal enemies of the Eastern Michigan Hurons / Eagles. And we're going to take a listen to that right now.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. This is Jack Valor here. I know. You were expecting Brendan in all his glory trying to tell you why CMU is trash. Well, I ain't got to tell you, CMU has always been trash. That's right, Jack Valor, proud graduate of Eastern Michigan. I bet he didn't know that about me. But also one of my other duties for 1 foot down in our Lord and Emperor is security. And I just didn't find the preview fitting enough from Brendan to distribute to all of you this week. So in lieu of that, just telling you how trash that Central Michigan is, and we all know they're trash, I thought maybe we'd do a sing-along, because there's nothing better than to rile up some damn Chippewa with the fight song from Eastern Michigan. Eastern Eagles, hats off to you. Fight, fight, fight for old EMU. Look to the sky, the Eagles will fly. The bravest will defy. Rah, 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 fight for the old green and white. Sons and daughters, show your might. Fight, fight for old EMU and victory. Eastern Eagles, hats off to you. Fight, fight, fight for old EMU. Look to the sky, the Eagles will fly. The bravest will defy. Rah, 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 hold that line for old green and white. Sons and daughters, show your might. We'll fight, fight for old EMU and victory. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps with your preview for Eastern Michigan this week. I'm sorry, for Notre Dame taking on the Chippewas at home. We're hoping for a 60-point bloodbath. Now, back to your programming.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Absolutely incredible. Although I feel for Brendan because, look, I love my Eastern Michigan Huron / Eagles. And it would pay me to have to watch them get brutalized by the Fighting Irish. So it's a tough week for him. I get it. And also in honor of Mac Week, because I didn't get to it last week, just letting everyone know, there will be a very special Mac Earn 5-Star podcast in your inboxes or whatever the hell you want to call it, Saturday morning for your morning chores. Got a little special Notre Dame Mac episode planned for you, so look forward to that. That will be happening. Okay. But we got a lot of college football again this week. I mean, Jude, did you know that the leaves are changing? Are they changing where you're at right now?
No, they are not changing yet.
Anywhere? You haven't seen them change anywhere at all?
I did get out to my lawn. I haven't seen the leaves changing or falling, thankfully. So we are getting close, though. We are getting close.
Oh, some of the tops over here have already started to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
You're farther north longitude-wise too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm traveling down to my parents' house, and I'm thinking maybe when we get into some of the mountain ranges, I'm going to see a little bit more of the fall splendor. But no, not that I've noticed in terms of the trees around here. Mostly it's just been a bunch of rain and dreariness, overcast, any bright colors.
Well, I just closed the pool today. Well, half closed because I still haven't picked out which winter cover we wanted. but we had to get in and get the, I got these huge wedding cake stairs that go into the pool, and it takes me and my daughter both to get these things out. And she was not happy with me today. She gets home from school and I'm like, all right, today's the day we got to get in. She's like, oh, we got to do it tomorrow. I'm like, no, it's going to be like 10 degrees colder tomorrow and rain. This is the day we have to get in. And she had somewhere she needed to go. And she was just like, I'd never seen her more visibly angry at me like an adult would be angry at someone for making them do something, which is also very humbling because it's like, fuck, how old are we getting here? But that's, you know, it's fall, y'all. It's fall, y'all. That means college football. That means the wife wants to know. The wife wants to know why don't we have our pumpkins out, which means, you know, the 5 or 6 totes of fall shit that you have in the basement. It's amazing how many totes we have for just fall decor in this house.
I'm glad I married a woman who just does not like to decorate as much as I don't like to decorate. I know that's heresy to Brent because I know he believes so deeply in decorating, but
spooky season, yeah.
Yeah, we are just not we are the people that keep our lights off on Halloween. I'm sorry to say. So
when my wife had more time, it was much more noticeable. But 3 kids in, and oh, by the way, today, you know, she started her brand new job. I'll give a special shout out to my wife,
for
her new career move this week. Fantastic, love it. And I say that fully knowing that finally now, for the first time since May, I will have the house to myself for multiple days a week, which is just, God damn it, it's lovely.
It reminds me of that. I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't know what to do with my hands. It's fantastic. Nobody will be in this house but me and the dogs. And I can get a lot done. And still have time to maybe watch a soap opera or two. So anyways, I have no idea where I was heading with that other than look, it is college football season. We are ready to roll and we are going to get down to our weekly picks. And just to recap last week, as we always do.
Yeah.
I'm hitting, Jude. I'm fucking hitting.
5-2 last week, I think, if I'm looking at you correctly. I also went 5-2. Brandon was the one who hit the skids there. I think he was 3-4, I think. Right?
Yeah. So bringing season totals brings you guys up even to 10-9 apiece. I'm sitting there at 14-5, and just enjoying my existence.
I'd have to look this up, but I feel like you were dominating at the beginning of 2022.
I did. I'm an excellent judge of beginning year football. But although I gotta tell you, Jude, I'm not doing so hot in Tally Site. Like I'm used to getting praise from Tally Site on Twitter.
Yeah.
Boomer has been the one that's been tearing it up of all the staff members. Boomer. I think Boomer's really. Brendan was last week's Tally Site leader in over under. I was number 10. He was number 1 in all of Tally Site for the over unders. So
nice.
But
good job, Boomer.
So
it's like our Boomer knows how to do big games, huh?
Yeah. What's funny is they tag the 1 foot down account because Boomer doesn't if he has a Twitter account, he hasn't told me what it is. Yeah. So he's not getting. I know he listens to the pod because he comments on the pod every week. So Boomer, you're fucking tearing it up on Tally Site, brother. Keep doing it. I think he's on vacation. I think he's out like in Greece or some shit like that. Like him and Philip, man, they're around the fucking world doing things. They're living life. Me, I'm in this office with 3 kids and a microphone staring at like the results of like 7 different games and like half of them are MAC results. We're living different lives is what I'm saying. Just let me laugh a little longer.
All right. So what do we got? How many games do we got
first game up
this week?
I think we got six games.
Okay,
six. I think Brendan's getting antsy. I think he wants to get up there in the.
He's trying to get back. Yeah.
So, and by the way, hopefully, after we're done with our picks, you'll hear Brendan's voice come on with his picks. As long as that gets in a timely manner, then we'll be able to get it out to you. Other than that, it'll just be a nice little surprise for y'all for the next time around. But Jude and I will hold the fort down for the rest of it. First up, North Carolina versus Minnesota. Minnesota giving up North Carolina giving up 6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm looking for you to take the lead on this because you actually watched Minnesota last week. So you have a good sense of, maybe a better sense than me, than how good Minnesota is this year.
I hate this. I don't want to put too much on that Appalachian State game with North Carolina. Brendan actually got me turned around on them, and I hate him for it. And I thought they were better than what they showed against Appalachian State. But then I got to remember, like, Appalachian State is, like, always that team that – I don't know, man. They're just – I mean, maybe it's just the myth from the 2007 Michigan game. But it's just, like, they always seem like they're ready to just upset who the fuck ever. It's like when they took out A&M. You know, it's just so it's hard. It's really hard to say. Mack Brown was really happy that he didn't have to play Appalachian State again. Like, he was emphatic about not having to play Appalachian State again. So I'm going to take North Carolina to cover. I think Drake May by far is the better quarterback in this game. And I think in this kind of situations, that's what you're looking for, is a guy who can make plays. And Dukes Mayo is definitely that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I picked UNC, and I think the week one, South Carolina, North Carolina made this basically the same argument that you have just done, which is I'm probably going to ride Dukes Mayo into the ground here until it's a thing. So I'm comfortable giving up 6.5. I think North Carolina can win this game by 7 or more. So give me North Carolina as well.
I'm not a big PGA Fleck guy at all. Like, I don't know, man. I think Minnesota was a flash in the pan kind of a program for a hot minute. And then just like, now there's still Minnesota that isn't the Minnesota that I used to like, that just like beat the shit out of teams, you know?
Right.
Like pound, like ground and pound kind of style. All right. Next game up, Ohio State versus Western Kentucky. Ohio State giving up 27.5. Jude, you go first on this one, buddy.
Yeah. So, you know, when you think of Western Kentucky in the last couple of years, you think Blake Zappe and sort of the high powered offenses. I think that their defense has always been dog shit. You know, I don't think I trust them against Ohio State. Having said that, Ohio State isn't exactly blowing the doors off of people the first 2 weeks, right? So 33.5. I mean, what are we? 27.5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still feel like Ohio State covers this. So, I mean, I think I could easily see like a 42-14 type deal, and that's a cover. So, yeah, give me Ohio State.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going the other way around there because I wanted to flip it and be like, Ohio State has been thoroughly unimpressive. But I kind of expect that to change this week. I think in a way it's going to, I want to say, put a scare into the Ohio State game for Notre Dame. But I think it's going to, the way they're going to come off in this game is I think it's going to end up being brutal. Cause they're kind of want to show themselves a little bit, to gain confidence to travel to South Bend and take on what is a very confident, very good Notre Dame team. So, I think, wildly enough, I think they cover that massive, massive point spread. Wow, I can't. So we're 2 for 2 together.
Yeah, we agree.
This is unnatural. This is unholy. All right. This
does not feel right. I usually typically just zig when you zag. So
somewhere around there. All right. Those Texas Longhorns. Like, this is some crazy shit. Texas Longhorns versus Wyoming Cowboys. Texas giving up 28 points to Wyoming.
Yeah, am I going first on this one?
I made you go first the last one, so I'll go first now.
Okay.
I want to take the point so friggin' bad. And I'm going to.
I mean, I think you have to, this is just sort of like, this is a body blow theory sort of thing, right? That the Texas, you know, put all their passion into to a game and now they're going to come out flat against Wyoming, because I don't think you think that Wyoming's Josh Allen is not coming out through that door, right?
Neither is Garrett. Neither is Hicksville's finest Garrett Kroll at defensive end.
I mean, having said that, PFF does think Wyoming is one of their top 20 team. It's their 19th favorite team. So it's not been all the worst thing in the world, but they don't have the offense that they had in the Allen years or anything like that. So I'm going to go Texas here. I think that they know what the mission is, and they're going to take care of a much more inferior team by dropping bombs on their heads. So,
all righty.
So, finally, we disagree.
Finally, it was getting a little weird in this room.
Yeah, it was getting a little hinky.
that's people ain't ready for that, Jude. They ain't ready for you and I being Voltron. Mississippi State taking on LSU. LSU giving up 9 as the favorite. LSU.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I understand this. I don't think I understand this line.
Neither do I, brother.
Mississippi State is one of my teams. I think I put them in my top 10 this week, or if not, then right outside. You know, they are looking good in terms of the advanced analytics stuff, like the S&P Plus, and I know PFF is high on them too. You know, I've made a small fortune betting against Brian Kelly covering spreads. You know, look, their offense is legit. I think their defense is still sus. So I think in a game like that, I'm going to just go ahead and take the points. So give me Mississippi State and I'll grab those points.
The line changed. It's down to 10 now, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and change that.
Okay.
So hold on here.
You're going to give me free points. I'm going to take them.
I mean, that's a whole grown ass point, as Phil Jurgovic would say. We didn't even talk about Phil.
He is just slowly just unraveling, right?
I'm going to, I don't want to, but I feel, is this in Starkville?
He typically names the home team second, so I'm guessing it's in Baton Rouge, but let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, do that real fast.
This is in Starkville.
Yeah.
Stark Vegas. Now I feel even worse.
This is a long pause, and I'm not sure why. I mean, the play is definitely Mississippi State, but I am going to go with LSU. I am going to go with LSU.
Was it Grace's Go Tigers dress that got you sold on this? Or?
Oh my God, what an abomination that all is! I just got it. Brian Kelly hasn't quite creeped in completely into that program. And so it's LSU is still LSU to me. And I don't know. I just kind of feel like, I don't know. I'm not used to seeing LSU back. I think they'll go on the road and win by a couple touchdowns.
Look,
and absolutely have everybody going, oh, well, they blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And which hypes up Florida State even more. But I definitely think that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, look, I think this the argument for LSU is that they can score points in bunches, right? And to the extent that Mississippi State can't keep up with their horses, then you're right. This game could go sideways, and we could have a real laugher here. But I don't know, man. 10 points, that's a lot. But that's just me.
Yeah. On the road. Road favorite, 10 points.
You better hope there's no weather there, because you know how big game Brian plays in weather. So.
Yeah. Michigan State versus Washington. Michigan State it's in East Lansing, right?
I believe yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because they went out to Washington and got throttled, I think, last year. Washington, a 16-point favorite in East Lansing. And, I mean, this line could have creeped up even more by the minute, considering everything that's going on in Michigan State. Mel Tucker, Brenna Tracy. And if you think that's just wild, if you know, I'm not going to go through the whole story. If you know it, you know it. It's absolutely wild. Even wilder is the comments in stories and in tweets. I want to say people defending Mel and attacking Brenna Tracy, but wow, there's people defending Mel and attacking Brenna Tracy in these comments, and it's coming from all sides. There's a lot. I want to say there's a lot more to this, but there's a lot to it because I don't know, man. It's been a long time. It's a fucking terrible. It's not just a terrible look. Like, if this all happened the way that it's said, what a piece of shit, first of all. Absolute piece of shit. But at the same time, it's like you're also looking at Michigan State like almost wanting this to be fucking true so they can get rid of Mel Tucker without having to pay the full bag. It's the whole thing's a goddamn mess. This thing's going to be I think it's a big story now. It's a huge story now. I think it's going to be much bigger in 6 months.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's incredibly sad, right? We got the Larry Nassar thing that's really put a pall over Michigan State. And now there's a new round of fresh allegations regarding sexual harassment or, you know.
That's where I'm at, Jude. It's almost like you're at a loss for words. Like,
yeah,
is this a thing?
It's incredibly sad that this is even a thing. You know, I've lost a lot of money over the years expecting teams to fold like a cheap suit when their head coach is under fire for whatever, right? And I think probably although they're not comparable situations, the one I always kind of revert back to is 2008, Greg Robinson getting fired and then coming out to Notre Dame and beating Charlie Weiss, right? I have long since trying to guess whether teams will fold the proverbial tent or rally around a coach that they feel is being railroaded by, you know, Me Too or, you know, specious allegation. Like, I'm not saying that's literally the case. I'm just saying that that might be their perception. So, you know, I think this is a really interesting matchup on paper, at least, because you've got a very good defense in Michigan State and a very good offense in Washington. And 16 is a lot of points. And I understand the whole distractions off the field. And if they get the doors blown off of them, I guess I'll just be wrong on this. But for me, this is a Michigan State cover. I don't think that they're going to win the game, but I do think that they can keep it within 16.
Yeah, I'll say this. Washington does not run the football. Like, go and check their stats, Jude. And I bet they pass 85% of the time.
I mean, if you had Michael Penix, you probably would do the same, right?
No, I'm not dragging through the mud on that. But I'll say this: if I was actually betting money on this game, I'd be following weather reports pretty closely.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
really closely, because look, East Lansing in September can turn on a dime like any other place in the Midwest. It can get cold, rainy, drizzly, just kind of miserable in a way. And there's a lot to that where backs against the wall. It's not just the team, but it's the crowd. Mike Valenti talks about this all, or used to talk about this a lot, like what Michigan State could be. Like, there's always so much potential there for Michigan State to be to rise again from that, you know, from where to become a big time college football program, like they were in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, just for lots of reasons, they just keep fumbling over themselves. But so what I'm saying is, like, if the weather's a little right, the crowd's fucking banging, and you got that chip on your shoulder, you got D'Antoni on the sidelines, which he will be. Things could get weird. And so I'm with Jude on this one. My first instinct is that the team's just going to have nothing in the tank, and they're not a very good football team anyways. But I just think there could be enough something there. 16 points is a lot of points. Let's just face it. So,
well, we might have to rely on Brendan to take Washington to avoid actually betting Michigan State in this game, which could prove disastrous. But you know, look, you and I are at least holding hands, Butch Cassidy and Sundance, and jumping over this cliff together. So hopefully it ends well for us. Yeah. I mean, look, either the Federales catch us or we escape, right? So yeah. I'm betting escape. And, you know, just much like the guy who 20 years ago jumped at Soldier Field to catch that field goal attempt, right? Just past the anniversary of that, the guy with the ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he should have, for all intents and purposes, that guy should have broken his ankle. Instead, he walked away with a football and acted like literally he hadn't jumped 20 feet. Sometimes it works out. 60% of the time, it works 100% of the time.
I mean, I was still surprised people didn't die when they rushed the field after they beat Clemson last year. I saw some falls.
Yeah. That's scary.
All right, so now we are at the creme de la creme,
right,
of the college football world here. Our number one ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish going up against Brendan's Mac, Central Michigan Chippewas, Fire Up Chips. 33.5 points is what Notre Dame is giving up to Central Michigan, which is a huge amount of points. Tremendously huge. Central Michigan had to kick a field goal to beat New Hampshire 45-42 last week in Mount Pleasant.
Is that bad?
You know, this is what I know about New Hampshire.
The Wildcats?
Number one, the best president America's ever had is from New Hampshire, Josiah Bartlett, Notre Dame grad.
Okay.
And number two, Chip Kelly.
Yo.
And number three, it's kind of important to to elections. Small states in Iowa are important to elections. It's great. It's amazing. But anyways.
What a world.
Yeah, what a world. But no, New Hampshire is a pretty decent FCS school, but I don't know where they're standing at right now, but Central Michigan had their hands full and escaped with the win. They're pretty excited about it. 33.5 points, Jude. Notre Dame is, I mean, by all accounts, they're rolling right now, right?
Yeah, like, and that's the thing.
We've already seen the way they dealt with their cupcakes. And
I have such emotional damage from these huge spreads and Notre Dame never being able to cover them because they just couldn't put up more than 38 points, right? And now we're in the Sam Hartman era, where 40 points is, I mean, I don't know what I took for. I'm sure I took up defense giving up more than 20 points over offense scoring more than 40. And now that feels laughable, right? Feels laughable. And I honestly think that Notre Dame will have no problem hanging 50-something on Central Michigan. Just absolutely just covering 33.5 with no problem. So if we end up betting Notre Dame, I'm going to feel good about it. I'm probably not going to lay a personal bet on this, But at the same time, I don't fear the 33.5 anymore. I really do feel like Central Michigan points are going to be a premium, and Notre Dame will take care of business in a way that will make this not in doubt in terms of having to sweat this out in the fourth quarter when it's 52-17 or something stupid like that.
Yeah, do you know why you really? You want to know the real reason why you feel good about Notre Dame being able to cover a game like this?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll tell you the real reason.
Yeah,
fucking depth.
Yeah,
because in these games you dip down into your backups, and I think we've found in the first two games especially how deep Notre Dame really is. Like when they're like our five-headed monster at running back has turned really into a three-headed monster at running back. But even so, your third string running back is going to get a ton of carries, whether that's Jeremiah Love or Jadarian Price in the second half. And these are guys that you would use in the first quarter against fucking Texas. You know what I mean? Like, they are deep across the board. Steve Angeli, y'all, has a couple touchdown passes. Had a great showing against look, it's Tennessee State. Get it. But first time he's got real extensive action, a whole half, and showed himself to be pretty capable. Not only that, but Notre Dame, the amount of guys that have scored touchdowns for Notre Dame this season, where were you? I don't even know where we're at now. I'm not doing a power rankings post this week, but it's like shit. Well,
we could probably 11 or 12.
I could look up the stats real quick, but I think we're sitting at like.
Let's see if we can do it off the top of our heads. Thomas, Colsey, Great House, Stays, Tyree. Mitchell Evans get one?
Yeah. Hartman.
Estime. Hartman.
Hartman's got a rushing touchdown.
Yep. Love, right?
Love.
Flores doesn't have anything yet. Salerno didn't have anything. Brereton didn't have anything.
Payne's got a touchdown. You say Payne? He's got a receiving touchdown.
Payne? No, I didn't say Payne. Yeah. I mean, we're
at 1, 2, 3, 4. Mitchell Evans, he's got.
You said yes. I couldn't remember.
No, Mitchell Evans does not.
Does not. Sherwood? Did we say Sherwood?
Yeah. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know. I think we're double digits. So I'm not going to get into their count. Notre Dame is doing quite well spreading the ball around. Let's put it that way.
They spread the ball. Pretty good.
Did I read a stat right? Is Audric Estime the nation's leading rusher?
For real?
I'm pretty sure PFF, and I thought maybe at first it was a crazy PFF stat, but I'll have to look here. But I'm pretty sure it was the nation's leading rusher. I guess
is that just because check he's played one more game than everybody else? Is it average?
Probably. No, okay. This is 4 yards. It's just
so 345 is what he's gotten this season, I think. So
yes. So I think that's leading the nation in rushing yards right now. That's what what the stat was. I didn't even like it. I thought I did on Twitter. But anyways, he's got 345 yards. He'll again. You get dipped down to Love, Payne, Price. There's lots of Jaden Greathouse, freshman, for God's sakes. Think he's gonna sit a whole lot? No, they're gonna get as much out of him as they can, prepping for Ohio State. I just think,
dude, I think we named them all. Estime, Love, Price, Hartman,
we'll count
Thomas,
them off.
Greathouse, Tyree, Stays, Payne, Colsey, Price. Did we say Jadarian Price? We might not have said Jadarian Price. Okay, and okay. Sherwood. So there you go.
How many was that?
It's 19 touchdowns total, but Greathouse has 3 and Estime has 4. So it's everybody else has 1. So it's
Stace has 3.
four rushing dudes. Yep, Stace has three too. Four rushing dudes and 8 receiving dudes. So 12.
I said 11 or 12 from the jump. Okay.
Yeah, you definitely said double digits. So.
Yeah, we're. So that's why 33 and a half is.
Clarence Lewis, too, if you want to get super technical.
If you want to get super technical, you could say that, yeah. Look, we're just fucking deep. We're deeper than we have been. And look, I don't know. I still don't know if we. I don't think we've seen the full scope of Marcus Freeman's recruiting. I mean, he's 2 years in. It's just like this line, right? Like they want to praise the guy. The guy starting across the line. They're all from the same class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who recruited those guys? Fucking Jeff Quinn.
So yeah, you sure you can't retroactively give Harry Hiestand credit for something?
If anyone wants to give Harry Hiestand credit for that, I will fight them. I will physically fucking fight them. Coaching, sure, whatever, but you did not. We give credit for recruiting nowadays, right? You brought them in here. You brought them. They were all highly rated guys for the let's see.
I think it's whatever bias you want. Whoever's ass you're kissing, that's who you'll give credit for.
I think Correll might have been the lowest rated of the bunch. Might be wrong about that, but I think that's as far as recruiting rankings go. But at any rate, these are all Jeff Quinn recruits. But anyways, Notre Dame's deep, man. They're just deep. Yeah. The secondary's deep. I mean, fuck, they're just deep. And so these big point spreads aren't nearly as scary because it's almost like full stop. It used to be full stop when you started bringing in the backups, just kind of seeing if they could catch one pass for 4 yards.
Yeah, and now that's it's like a lot of fucking 42-14, and you couldn't cover these 33.5 spreads.
Yeah, your backups are getting in and scoring the junk touchdowns. That's how you know the program is improving. So I am all in on right now on being ready to give Marcus Freeman laurels to just match his incredible wardrobe because of that. Because it just seems deep. What they've done in the portal, what they've done recruiting, it's all working out right now. Where the roster is good and deep, and we are ready to just throttle our cupcakes, which is better than not throttling our cupcakes. Fuck, even Kenny Michie I mean, he completed two passes. He's 2 for 2.
Kenny Mitchell is having a Malik Zaire type existence right now. Not stopped.
What's funny? You want to find out like what's the minimum for attempts to set like a record? You know what I mean? Just see if you can get that with your third string, just to be the Jeopardy answer of all time.
Right. Well, I was thinking when Schrader hit that 54-yard field goal and they said it was a long, I said, wow, in 5 years, do you think I'll be able to, if you said like, who's got the career long for Notre Dame for, you know, like there will be 20 names that will come to mind before Schrader. I just, you know, no disrespect to the kids. You know, when you're a Merc, when you're a transfer and you come in for 1 year, like it's hard to remember you. So
I'm loving the Merc life, man.
I'm not slagging the Merc life.
No, but like, I'm the guy that like would go on the podcast and be like, you know what? Fuck everybody else. I love our guys. Our guys are our fucking guys because they chose us. They're our guys. I'll fucking ride and die with them. I don't wish to have this guy over this guy because fuck him. This is our guy. That's it. Sorry. That's how I'm a loyal son of a bitch. I'm the first one in into a fight and the last one that they drag out. And so, you know, I'm biased towards our guys. And so I wasn't sure about the Merc life.
Did you see the fight at the Morgan Wallen concert between the two girls standing outside the porta potty?
No, I did not.
All right. Morgan Wallen, Pittsburgh, had it been a week ago, you have to watch this fight. It like every time you think to yourself, oh, this is a pretty straightforward fight. There's some new shit that comes in terms of like people who were not involved in the original fight jumping in and trying to break up the fight and then getting like really roped on. And then the mother of one of the original assailants coming in and just whooping. Just whooping. So, yeah. Check it out. It's all about some girl protecting a stall for her mother or something like that, and two girls getting after it. This one girl gets like karate kicked into a stall. I mean, it's that white trash life that we all aspire to go to a Morgan Wallen concert. So,
dude, you gotta tell me, I'm living right in the middle of it. I've been in that life, dude. It's not a bad time. I ain't gonna lie. There's some good times we had there. I'll check that out. I'm down for that. Buddy. No, I was just gonna say I'm down with the Merc life. I'm loving the guys that Notre Dame's been bringing in. It is a much different feel. What were their names, dude? What were the wide receivers we pulled in 18? Freddie Canteen and
and Smith, right? Cam Smith.
Cam Smith, was it Cam Smith?
Yeah, Cam Smith, right?
And everybody's favorite running back from Stanford.
Hold on a second. I got this. Trevor Spates?
Trevor Spates. Spates.
Trevor Spates. Trevor, Spates. Not going to be here long enough for me to know how to pronounce his last name.
No. It's a whole different life. Sam Hartman, love you. God. I just want to know when Sam Hartman's in the league, and who knows what happens with his NFL career. It could be a bust. It could be mid. It could be good. Who's to say? What school does he choose? Sam Hartman.
Oh, he's got to stay at Notre Dame. I mean, Benny Scosa's Notre Dame, right?
He does.
Yeah.
He does. Probably for good reason. I mean, maybe he didn't like what was going down in Northwestern either.
I think you always got to go with the last school. I mean, I think you're a bona fide weirdo if you go with the second to last school.
Sam Hartman's feels different, though.
You got a degree from one place, blah, blah, blah. Like, the only thing I disagree about is fucking Deion Sanders trying to claim that he's not a Knoll. Like, stop. You're trying too hard. People associate you with the Dallas Cowboys and the Florida State Seminoles, and then maybe Atlanta Braves number three. They do not, wherever you think you got your degree from. What?
I mean, I spread the love out with Deion. I mean, he definitely has Atlanta.
Reds?
Falcons.
Oh, Falcons. Okay.
Yeah, Falcons. I mean, San Fran. I mean, Deion was a Merc in the league. And I don't know. I don't know what, I know what point he's trying to prove now, but you're not going to get that through anybody's head. No one's going to think of Deion as the HBCU grad rather than the Florida State player. I'm sorry. And maybe that's something that he really wants to push out, and for personal reasons. Okay. I mean, that's your personal life, and I understand that, but you're never going to convince anybody of that. So, you know, good luck with that. I mean, really good luck with that. I don't know. But I mean, if it's Sammy Heisman, poof.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Love it.
He's got that's a tough slot this year. You got some great.
I would love for Sam Hartman to be in the Heisman conversation, because that means that he took care of business against Ohio State in 2 weeks from now.
And USC.
You can't lose. Yeah, you can't lose either one of those games.
No. If
you lose the USC game, it's because you lost the guy who won the Heisman Trophy. Right.
I'm not even going to entertain that right now.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Not going to entertain that right now. yeah, we're not going to. I'm not worried about Clemson. I will entertain that. It's quite enjoyable. I know that I think you're higher than Clemson than I am, for sure. But I'm watching that program, to me, unravel, and it's been the slow unravel over the last couple of years since Lawrence left. And
I'm more worried about the way Caleb Williams is going to make the defense look bad when they
I'm fine with that if it's a 55-53 Notre Dame win.
Yeah, right. 100%.
I think that's the type of game we could see.
I'm here for 48-45, right? Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that's the kind of game.
Bet the over.
Listen, if Notre Dame beats USC, let's say 34-27, in no way, shape, or form is that game better than a 55-54 game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the way that it will be talked about and highlighted by people that vote, it's just. And when's the last time Notre Dame has been in any kind of, like, was it Texas 16? I mean, honestly, like, super high scoring shootout. When was the last time?
Last year's USC game was a pretty shootout-y score, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you calling shootout-y?
I don't know. Central Michigan, New Hampshire, 45-42.
Okay. So let me just do research real quick, and
what was the last one?
So Gator Bowl, 45-38. How does that do it for you?
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Jude. Okay.
Clemson, 47-40 last or 2020.
2020, yeah. That's there you go. Because that was actually the big. You know what? That was a big talking point for us.
Yeah.
Was winning the shootout. Okay. That we weren't expecting that. Okay. Andrew Probably Davis.
The weirdest one that
Hero.
Nobody talks about is the 48-37 win over Wake Forest in 2017 senior day. That was a weird day to give up 37 points to Wake fucking Forest. So
it was
Freeman's first game. No. Yeah, Freeman's first game is defensive coordinator, 41-38 of Florida State, right?
Damn, there's another shootout. Yeah, I would consider that one a shootout. Although, and I mean, points aided
Freeman's
by over.
First game is head coach, 37-35, Oklahoma State, Fiesta Bowl. I don't know.
That was a bad.
I don't know. Gator Bowl felt more shootout-y than that, I think. But
yeah, but I'll admit it. I just had a bad take. We've seen them. Maybe I don't like him as much as I thought.
Of course, no one can forget Daniel Jones coming into South Bend with his Duke Blue Devils 2016.
Again, I repeat, I'll never forget Brian Kelly sitting in that press conference saying Brian Van Gorder did a good job, and then firing him 2 hours later.
Yeah. And that's why I don't know how Brian Kelly sold people on the narrative that he's a good politician or he chooses his words carefully, because I think he is a terrible.
Yeah. What is that, Jude? Terrible. I mean, honest to God, people keep saying that But I think it's like
Without any proof,
it's chaos magic. If you just say it enough times, you do it like a sigil, and it becomes reality.
But I think
that's all it is. Thank you.
But it's
because he has the background. It's an easy talking point. Oh, he's a politician.
It's the background without proof. It's just the wildest thing to me. Right. Like when he said in the LSU press conference less than a week ago. Right. I'm not going to get into what I thought of the play calling. And then minutes later thought, well, maybe one of the problems for why we lost was the play calling, was the originality of the play calling. Like that if he were a candidate for office, I'd be like, bro, you are fucking killing us out there. Every time you open your mouth.
Yeah,
something like that. You are
maybe that's why he is very much a modern day politician, Jude, because they all fucking just trip over themselves left and right.
But it's not hard to stay on message if you want to. And he just fundamentally lacks the ability to keep his emotions in check, to not say things that will be. That will be screenshotted or put up on bulletin boards. And then
in this case too,
and then in 2023 to say, oh, I would have never said that about a opponent. I've been coaching for 33 years. I'm always respectful to the, okay. You're an idiot because every single one of those stupid coaches shows is always taped. And honestly, if it sounds like you,
it's just
own
bro.
It, dude, just own it.
I mean, yes.
I've just now given way too much time on this podcast, but I just think it's funny. It's funny that this narrative persists, and I think it's actually he's one of the worst.
Well, that's the point, though. It's just like once the media gets a hold of a narrative, it's just easy for them. It's an easy talking point. It's something that is built into their vernacular of how it's like saying, you know, Josh Foles' family is off the boat from Italy. Josh Foles eats a bigger bowl of pasta than anyone we have ever seen in our life. I've never seen somebody slurp down spaghetti like that. And I'm pretty clean when I eat spaghetti. You know what I mean? Like it's a terrible narrative to have in me. And if that didn't make sense, guess what? Neither does calling Brian Kelly a politician make sense. Other than just a bad one. I mean, that's what they need to include, Jude. I think that's the missing ingredient. Brian Kelly, the bad politician, rather than just Brian Kelly, the politician.
I feel like
I'm coughing up a storm. We gotta start finishing this up. I got no voice left. I'm screaming about pasta and Brian Kelly.
So I've got one thing to wrap this up. Look, looks like Aaron Rodgers suffered his Achilles tendon injury. Gone for the season. Zach Wilson, now the top quarterback. Jets are going to be scrambling for a free agent quarterback on the market. And there's really only one guy you could turn to. Ian Book. Already looks good in green and white, having stunted with the Eagles last year. He is a perfectly capable backup. Call Ian before you call Cam Newton. Or Joe Flacco, because Joe Flacco is no longer elite, even though he played for the Jets. So, and also, technically, Matt Barkley's out there. So, you know, he's still trying to make that $20 million he passed up by not going for the draft a year earlier. So,
he is a cautionary tale of life before NIL. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. But if you don't like any of those, how do you feel about Colt McCoy? Last time Texas beat Alabama, Colt McCoy was quarterback, right? Before the other day?
Get any other gunslingers you want to throw out?
Yeah, I got a ton of them. Danny Etling. Shit. How do you feel about Danny Etling, LSU?
Indiana's finest.
Indiana's
LSU.
Finest.
Well, he's from Indiana.
Look, this is going to be a little... This is going to be a little spicy, but I feel like I got to put it out there because otherwise I'm going to hear from people. Colin Kaepernick. I'm just saying, Colin Kaepernick. Or, keeping with the North Midwest theme, Trevor Siemian, anyone? Trevor Siemian? Anyone? No? Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. He's out there. Okay. Josh Rosen, and that's my final offer, Josh Rosen. Pretty boy. He'll bring his own hot tub. Just
maybe they get Andrew Luck to come out of retirement.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, Matty Ice. Is he retired? Because if not, Matty Ice is where you got to go. He's probably got some great
hairs. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick. But make him shave.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Carson Wentz. Ooh, Carson Wentz. Oh,
I don't like.
Yeah, we're really. This is going downhill quickly. Carson, I just.
You know what?
Carson Wentz as a viable option.
No. I got the one. He's available. Go get yourself a Jimmy Clausen. Go get yourself a Jimmy Clausen. He'll do it. You know what? He'd play through that pain.
Look, Jess's birthday parties aren't going to pay for themselves. All right, you just give him, just put him on the practice squad. Give him $41,000 a week. I think that would be helpful.
I don't know if that's enough money to get Jimmy out of Southern Cal. I worry about the future of his sons, Jude.
Yeah, they definitely have SC written all over them, don't they?
Doesn't help that their mom. No. It's not, I don't got a good vibe. I mean, I got a great vibe that Jimmy's sons will be like the sons of Ragnar Lothbrok and become famous and powerful. But I'm worried. Worried that they're going to stay out west. It's a damn shame.
Look, there's only one quarterback from Northern California with a weird health habit who's had success in the AFC East who can replace another quarterback from Northern California with a weird health habit who has had success in the AFC East. And I am, of course, talking about Tom Brady to the Jets. Make it happen.
If that happens, I won't be able to watch any sports programming.
My God, it'll be Deion Sanders followed by Tom Brady followed by Deion Sanders again, probably.
Tim Tebow.
Oh my God. Such an obvious one. After all of my Tim Tebow jokes, too.
you're slacking there. All right. Now that we listed off every quarterback
available quarterback in the NFL.
And not in the NFL. We start dipping into high schools. Like, just draft right out of high school. Change that rule. All right. Well, that's it for us. We're all just trying to get through this week with fun and love in our hearts for the Mac and getting a big win, keeping guys healthy, keeping momentum train rolling, and getting to what is lining up to be a really, really, really big game. Really big game.
Yeah, and if you have tickets to that really big game, you could really help me out because
how many do you need, Jude?
I had a line on 4, and I only got 2. And so I'm trying to actually make Greg whole because I've got 2 for him. I just need 2 more. So help me help Greg.
So Greg needs 4.
I've got 2 in hand. I'd happily, especially if you got 4 together, I'd happily trade you my 2 and, of course, toss in some cash, some Venmo, or PayPal if you prefer.
People ask me all the time, and I tell people go walk off a plank because I don't know anything about tickets anymore.
Yeah.
But for our good friend Greg, I'm going to make a couple special phone calls.
I appreciate that.
A couple special phone calls and see.
I will
see
also what I can't dig up. I will also be coming out for the USC game and don't have tickets yet. So we're going to
might as well put that shit in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. Jude needs tickets. Hook a brother up.
Jude needs tickets. Yeah. That's did I tell you what night USC is? Oh no, it's not USC night. It's a Ohio State game. What night that is for me?
No, I don't think so.
That is homecoming weekend for Hicksville, and so my daughter, a freshman, this will be her first homecoming dance on that Saturday night. So
your wife can take those pictures, right? I mean, like, you don't need to be present for that.
You've met my wife. You've met my wife. You've seen the steely, you know, 300-yard stare. Do you think that she is a woman who is satisfied by just saying, "Here, husband, here are the pictures of your daughter's first homecoming dance"?
Listen, I don't mean to shit talk Kiki, but I've had a couple of drinks tonight, so let me just say, Christy has it right. Christy would not allow this shit to happen. She would be shutting this shit down. Brendan, he married a person who was as into football as he is. I said what I said.
We're almost there with getting the boys up in age. You know, we're almost there. And look, my wife has been more than agreeable on many fronts.
Super because of that. Super accommodating.
Like, super accommodating on many fronts. This is she's not telling me not to go. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
There'll be help.
There could be a look. There could be a text or two while I'm in the press box. Maybe even a phone call if someone's Life 360 stops working for a minute or two. I got that today trying to sleep. She's texting me pictures of Liv's Life 360 and like why is she uptown? Like, it's like an hour into school. I'm like, what are you? I'm like, ugh. So I'm like coming around and I turn mine on. I take a screenshot. So I'm like, she's at school. She's like, oh, she hadn't refreshed hers. It just didn't refresh.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing tracking her at 1 hour into school? What's going on down there?
I don't know, man.
So no, I'm just saying and the funny thing is, it's Ohio State, right? Where we live at.
Yeah.
So it'll be a funny situation in our neck of the woods, just with all the stuff with homecoming and the fact that Notre Dame plays Ohio State, night game, big game. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
So what you're saying,
and if we win,
that turns into a rain delay, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for you.
A rain delay?
Yeah. Starting the game like an hour later so that you can get your pictures in and then not miss the game.
Oh, no, I'm not going to pictures. They don't want me there. I'm not shitting you. This is the funny part, Gene. This is the funny part where I'm probably not, you know, they don't really want me around for the pictures. The moms will all take them at wherever house they're all meeting at or whatever. But I, you know, to be there, it's weird, man. I don't know. It's a mom daughter thing. I just got to put out that vibe that I will break necks if need be to keep her safe. That's my only job. Oh, no, I don't know. But anyways, we're all looking forward to that week in this house. Shit. Oh, speaking of which, one more quick thing before we get out of here. I'm sorry, but I got one more. So because I live in Ohio and because I have two sons, one of which is just does not give a single F and will say, speak his mind, whatever it is. And the other one is just kind of a contrarian anyways. For game week for Ohio State, they're getting, you know, dressed up head to toe in Notre Dame gear Monday through Friday. I thought about like trying to promote this. Jude, what do you think? Like getting every parent that listens to this show to make that week super special. And every bit of Irish gear that they have head to toe for their kids all week long. What do you think? Should I leave the dress? I know how it can be getting kids ready in the mornings. I get mine ready every morning.
Yeah. But I think with enough advance notice, I think we could make this. I think there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast. They have a lot of kids who automatically wear Notre Dame gear anyway, just sort of as a, you know, thing that always happens. So I don't think that's hard.
All right. So I'm going to lay it out like this. Dress your kids head to toe, Notre Dame gear, Ohio State week. If you tweet me a picture of your kids or your kids and you at 1 foot down, I will retweet it, quote tweet it, and give your kids a ranking scale from 1 to 10.
Okay.
About how good they look. So, I mean, hey, I'm going to be fair. Just fair warning. To be fair. So make me proud. Let's do
so the is thing. That is this ranking out of 10 or is it A through F? Like, what is this?
I mean, we could do tiers and be on brand with that, but
S tier.
We'll go East German swimming scores or gymnastics or whatever. So 1 through 10.
Cool.
1 through 10.
How about this? Can we add a little spice to it? And anybody who makes who scores a perfect 10 gets put into a drawing for a Clashmore Mike youth t-shirt from homefieldapparel.com.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I will gladly throw in for that. And so we'll pick a winner and we'll reach out to that person and
make look sure at us, size, dude, coming up with just random ideas.
Yeah, you know
at
what?
1 o'clock in the morning. We're not even smoking weed, man.
I have been drinking, but I haven't been smoking.
So. Like, let me just tell you about this other idea I got for a contest, Jude.
Love it.
I was watching Trains and American Ninja Warrior. I think we need to combine the two.
I'm down to see that. I'm down to see that a lot.
Oh, hey, speaking of which, you know what's covered all over my back porch? Right now?
Spider webs?
Thomas. Everywhere.
Really? What happened?
My mother-in-law sent back all of our Thomas stuff that we left over there for, you know, the boys to play with while they're, you know, anytime they're over there.
Okay.
And none of it was the wood stuff. We have decided to keep all the wood stuff, and most of the other stuff we were going to sell. The taking plays and stuff like that, you know.
Sure.
We wanted to keep the wood stuff, so most of the stuff was all taking place. And it's a lot of it. And as soon as Carrie unboxed it to like start taking pictures and like post it like on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, the boys were right on top of it, and we were so happy that we just left it. And it's a fucking mess. And we're not people that like messes laying around.
Yeah.
And we've just left it. So like at their leisure. They want to keep the dream alive a little bit longer. It's there.
Oh, that's awesome.
We brought it back. And they're about to get a big surprise for the next road trip when the only DVD or Blu-ray in the vehicle is Thomas. We've already decided.
I love it.
No more bullshit.
Is it going to be a movie or a collection of episodes or what are we?
Well, I mean, we own so many different. So we really enjoy like the old George Carlin and Alec Baldwin episodes for whatever reason. We just love them.
Yeah.
But I mean, King of the Railway, Day of the Diesels. I mean, you gotta put in the bangers, right? If we're going to get one shot at this, they gotta be bangers.
Yeah. I think Day of the Diesels is the most solid one.
Misty Island Rescue. I mean,
yep.
Blue Mountain Mystery. Bangers.
Yeah. That they had a solid run there for about 3-4 years in a row. And then it got weird with the African Safari ones, but
yeah. Well, and it got out of control. But at least we got our kids through some of it.
Yeah.
Ryan got like the creme de la creme of the time. But at any rate, we're about to bring the glory back for any of you Thomas fans out there. But wrap it up. Tweet those pictures of your kids dressed up. Talking shit at 1 foot down. We're going to rank them. Winner will get a home field Clashmore Mike youth t-shirt. So
love it.
Awesome. Awesome. Love how this shit comes together. All right. Well, for Jude, you know what? I'm not going to cut this in half. I meant to cut this in half for his thing. So guess what, y'all? You get more. Now you get to hear Brendan give his picks, and he'll take you out with what he has, as if he drops the picks off. Even if he does it, then this is just some mindless babbling, but that's what you get. Welcome to two episode a week life. We're piecing this shit together as best we can. And you love it. You love it. You know you do. Get on over to Apple Podcasts. Leave that rating. Leave a review. Any review that you leave, we will read word for word of the next Earned 5-Star Podcast. That's it. Go Irish. Jude?
Yeah. Just want to make sure we're out. We're good?
But I think my fucking
Oh, it still says recording.
Yeah, it's my screen froze up.
Oh. Can you stop it now?
I think it'll just stop whenever I hang up on you. So I'll do that.
Sounds good. Hey, if you're still reading this and Josh didn't cut it out, don't forget the game's on Peacock, so fucking figure that out.
Yeah. Weekend. Yeah, I can't forget to squeeze that in, and I meant to, too.
All right.
All right. See you, brother.